This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Dr. Chris Little, professor of plant pathology at Kansas State University, joins us. And Dr. Little, we always get updated on the research that is taking place concerning soybean sudden death syndrome. And I know very important research to get to a product or to get to an issue that has plagued the soybean industry.
So SDS is a continuous problem from year to year. The soil-borne disease, pretty easily recognizable when plants begin to die, especially after a rain event. I know a lot of farmers are concerned about this popping up in their fields. It's not a problem everywhere, but if you've got it, it's a problem.
Are there more common places, or is it just it where you get more rain, you've got higher chances for this to pop up in your fields?
For example, in the Kansas River Valley, we see it a lot. Sometimes in central Kansas, we'll see it. In irrigated production, we'll see it. Yeah, it certainly goes along with higher rainfall events and irrigation and that sort of thing. Trying to understand some of that, and that's been kind of difficult, but really our big objective is thinking about resistance to SDS and also management strategies for the pathogen that causes SDS. And so that's been really difficult because there's different modes of behavior that this pathogen has. It's a soil-borne pathogen, and it infects the roots and also produces toxins that move through the plant. So there's kind of different mechanisms of disease, which means there has to be different mechanisms of resistance. And as far as management strategies go, there's a lot of management strategies that have been suggested, but a few things that we're interested in is things like planting date. So, for example, early versus late planting, the use of seed treatment, the use of cover crops. One cover crop we're really interested in is brassica or mustard cover crops. See if the pre-planting of mustard before the season helps to reduce sudden death syndrome or not. And so that's some work that's currently ongoing right now.
And it's important to continue to have that support from Kansas Soybeans and the Kansas Soybean Commission to be able to continue and further this research?
Absolutely. You know, we couldn't do any of this kind of management or resistance type of research without their support. And also, I would say a really important goal that Kansas Soybean Commission has is to support students. You know, we have a lot of great K-State students that they're in the greenhouse or they're in the field or they're in the lab. They're doing experiments that not only satisfy their course requirements, but also make a little progress for Kansas growers.
Dr. Chris Little, professor of plant pathology at Kansas State University, joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Coggy.